Now, the Czech investment and construction company Ross Holding has announced plans to build and operate a new brewery in Chotěborž near Havlíčkův Brod, with a yearly output of 10 to 25,000 hectolitres. The new facility will be the first brewery built from scratch since the establishment of Radagast in the 1970s. If everything goes according to plan, production of the new Czech beer brand should start next summer. Here's Ruth Frankova.
There are currently about 50 industrial breweries and about 70 microbreweries in the Czech Republic, which altogether produce some 20 million hectolitres of beer a year. Czechs can choose from around 400 beer labels available on the market. So, is there really a gap on the market? Roman Strik, the head of the investment company Ross Holding, has no doubts there is.
We want to produce 4 to 5 brands of beer using the traditional Czech method. We don't want to use the cheap method used by big breweries which produce so-called Euro beer. We want to make Czech beer. Our brewer says that it's a fine beer with a full taste.
The project was originally outlined by an English beer enthusiast called Ian Jeffrey, who had to sell his idea due to health problems. However, he's still involved and is currently discussing the possibility of selling the new Czech brew in his retail chain in Great Britain.
Our brewery has a capacity of 10 to 25,000 hectolitres a year, which is still in the category of small breweries. The investment should be around 40 million crowns. We want to produce special traditional Czech beer which should primarily target the local market. But we are also holding talks with an English company and we plan to eventually expand into eastern markets as well.
Construction of the new brewery in Chotěborž should start in November and the new Czech beer could be available on the market shelves around this time next year. One thing, however, still needs to be resolved, the right name for the new beer brand.
Ruth Frankova with that report. From beer to milk now, and a few